Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Today, we have a special guest, 4-H Youth Program Manager Joe Hetrick-Anstead, live and in studio. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. I'm so excited to be here.
I can well imagine you've got a lot of stuff on your plate coming up, and you're going to tell us about some of it, and that's the day camps.
Yes, so we're really excited. Each of our three counties are putting on a day camp. In Anderson County, they're doing a Back to Nature 4-H day camp. It's going to be on June 21st from 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Anderson County Fairgrounds. It's for youth 4-H and non-4-H who have completed 2nd through 5th grade. They will get to connect with the natural world, make new friends through games, hands-on activities, a nature hike, and make a birdhouse to take home with them. Lunch and a snack will be provided, as well as all the supplies. There is a $5 fee associated with this camp. And to register, you need to go online to our Frontier District Extension Facebook page or our website, and there's information there about how to register. Or you can contact the Anderson County 4-H office at 785-448-6826. And then on June 12th, Osage County is going to have a Visual Arts and Woodworking Day Camp. Our 4-H ambassadors are putting this on. We are going to have some games associated with woodworking safety and tool recognition, as well as being able to make something to take home. What? We don't know yet. We're still waiting. But then we're also going to do some different visual arts activities with different mediums. We're going to use Play-Doh. We're going to do some drawing and some other mediums that we can use that kids can learn how to make different things for visual arts that they can either take as 4-H if they're in 4-H or open class if they're not a 4-H member. And again, it's open to both 4-H and non-4-H youth. There is a $5 fee associated with that one as well. And registration is open on the Extension website page or on Facebook for the information. Or they can call me at the Osage County office at 785-828-4. Registration is limited for both of these day camps, so get on as soon as you can to register so that you can get a spot.
Is there an age limit on these day camps?
Yes. So for the Back to Nature one, it's for grades 2nd through 5th grade. And for the woodworking and visual arts one, it's ages 7 through 12.
That sounds like a lot of fun. I know in some of the other day camps, the older 4-H'ers are actually helping put these together, designing the programs and such.
Yes.
Who's involved in putting these together?
So in Osage County, it's my 4-H ambassadors. They've kind of decided this is what they wanted to do for the summer, and they came up with the ideas at our last meeting, and they're really excited about putting it on. They love working with the little kids, and so it's a great opportunity to just kind of connect with the younger kids in our community. And in Anderson County, one of their 4-H clubs is helping Jeanette plan all their activities.
All these neat ideas that are coming out, and especially having the 4-H'ers themselves involved in the planning and putting everything out there, it really does make it not just a kid's day camp, it's a community thing.
It really is. And it's also giving these 4-H'ers some life skills that they're going to need later on in life. You know, in 4-H, we always talk about the skills that you learn. And this is one of those skills about learning how to plan events and get the information out there and what works, what doesn't work, and just kind of refocusing when things don't go the way that they're supposed to. And
that's a big skill right there. It's like, we had a plan, and now we're on to plan Q, I think, at this point, but we're still making it work.
Yes.
That's wonderful. So which one do you think you want to sit in on?
I mean, I'm helping plan the Osage County one, so I'm kind of partial to that one, but I think all of them sound a lot of fun, and
they do.
Probably pop in at all of them and see what's going on and get some ideas for future day camps for our counties.
Get some feedback as well. Like,
yes.
What would you like to see at another one? Do you have some similar events for older teens, say 12 and up?
We haven't got anything planned yet. That might be something that we can plan in the future, though, finding out maybe what's going to be beneficial to them, something that they would want to come to that we can put the effort into making and getting out there for them. So nothing planned yet, but in the future, we hope to.
All right. Sounds good. And as always, I always ask for updates on this kind of thing, but I definitely want to hear about it.
Absolutely.
And I've got to say, I wish everybody could see these. You have the most fabulous earrings.
Thank you.
They are the cutest little chickens with little red and yellow beads on them. And did you find those or did you make those?
I actually got them as a birthday gift from my stepmom. So
somebody has great taste.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of chickens. Now,
me as well.
There would be a fun camp craft activity.
Yes. Yes.
Make your own fun bead jewelry.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming in. It's been a while since we got to talk to you.
Yes. So
always a pleasure, and look forward to it again.
Yes, thank you.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredithine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gowell.